From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Over the weekend, Dorothy Moon was reelected as Idaho's Republican Party chairwoman at the GOP convention in Coeur d'Alene. Her second term comes after a challenge from former Senator Mary Souza. Journalists were barred from most of the process. They could not attend events or committee meetings. In fact, they were relegated to a corner hallway of the resort where the convention was held, watched over part of the time by an armed private security guard who made sure they did not leave the designated media area. EastIdahoNews.com news director Nate Eaton was one of those reporters sitting in the hallway during the convention. However, he managed to conduct an interview with Moon before she was reelected, and Nate is joining us live now. Hi, Nate.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. So, Nate, when you got to the resort, was the convention being held at that point, and what happened?
Yeah, it was, or it was about to start. We had called several days prior and let them know that we were coming and asked, you know, if there was going to be a media room, what was going to be happening, if we would be allowed in the meetings. And the person on the phone told us that we could go into some meetings, most likely, that there would be a media working room, and that, they would put our names on the list. So we showed up, we checked in, and, you know, we came a long ways from Bonneville County. We wanted to cover it because we've had a recent turnover in all of our delegates, or most of our delegates. And we checked in at the reservation desk, and they said, okay, here's your pass. The media row is right there. And it was six chairs in the hall with a printed out sign that said media, and with one plug right in the middle. And they said, you need to stay there. You cannot go into any of the meetings, and you can talk to people while you're there. And I've covered conventions in other states where, you know, some meetings are off limits, they're private, but a lot of meetings are, and there's at least like a media room where you can go in and charge your laptops and write your stories. We were told there was no room. And so it was kind of a little weird, to be honest with you, to be, you know, right there. I guess the one of the benefits was we got to see people coming and going, and a lot of the people attending the convention were shocked that that was the media area. A lot of people thought it was kind of funny and thought, oh, well, good, you should stay there. So, that was kind of my experience from when we first arrived.
Oh, well, in fact, there's a picture from the Idaho Capital Sun of you and other reporters in that corner hallway. Once you were barred from going inside the convention. So, Nate, were you able to cover anything of what actually happened inside?
Well, this was the challenging issue. You know, I know a lot of people like, oh, the media's complaining or whatnot. The problem is, how do we accurately report on these meetings and goings on, whatever's happening, if we can't go in there? We can listen to what people tell us when they come out of the meetings, which we did do. You know, some people would report to me about, oh, this is what happened. But someone else could say something that contradicts it, or you could have different, opinions about what happened. So the benefit of actually going into these meetings and observing it, you can witness it. You can see the whole thing. So no, I personally was not able to go into any of the meetings. I simply relied on what people told me when they came out.
And so, Nate, I know Friday morning, the Idaho Capital Sun reported that there was an armed private security guard that was stationed near this designated media area. And this all happened at the Coeur d'Alene Resort. But even with that armed security guard there, you actually got a chance to talk with Dorothy Moon at the start of the convention. So talk to us a little bit about that, because my understanding is you asked her about keeping reporters out.
Right. So, the media row was right there, kind of at the entrance to all of the rooms. And so we would stand up and, at least me, I would kind of walk down and kind of look in the rooms and just kind of, chat with people. And at one point, Dorothy said to another reporter, get back there, get back to your area. You cannot pass this area. She didn't say that to me, but she said that to someone else. And I had interviewed someone, and Dorothy came over to me and said, I hope you're getting all sides of the story. And I said, will you go on camera with me right now? And she said, well, just a moment. And so we went out, and she did sit down with me for a good 20 minutes. And I asked, why can't we go in the room? She says that it's a private event. And I said, why don't you live stream for everybody to see. And she said, well, then we would tip off the Democrats as to what our plans are. And I expressed frustration in trying to covering it fairly. She said that many members of the press are not fair to Republicans, that they attack Republicans. And then she said she would think about letting reporters into the general session, which she did do on the last day, right before she was elected back in as chairwoman. She did allow reporters in. And so, you know, and I talked to her off camera as well, saying it's frustrating to report on these things. If you say that the media does not treat you fairly, well, let us see. Let us come in. Let us report on what's happening. As I mentioned, a live stream, an unedited live stream, so everybody can see it. But she, you know, it wasn't open to the idea then. Maybe in the future, it would be nice.
So Nate, you mentioned that she said, well, if we live stream, then the Democrats will, you know, might get wind of what our plans are. But then she also said, well, but if we let the media in, then you don't report on us fairly. So in your opinion, having sat down with her for like about those 20 minutes, as you said, do you think that she truly had concerns about both of these issues? Or is the bigger concern about her belief that the media treats her and the Republican Party unfairly?
Oh, I think that's the bigger concern. The bigger concern to her, and I think she would admit that they're not given a fair shake by reporters, and so because of that, they're not going to allow them in. So, you know, that's unfortunate. I think that. I've met many, many reporters over my 18 years of doing the news in many, many states. And I have never met a reporter who, you know, flat out appears to have an agenda. We want to get it right. We want to tell the story. I know that a lot of these issues can be divisive, or a lot of people can be opinionated about them. But let us in, you know, let us in to see. And I totally respect that some meetings should be just for the executive committee or for whomever, that there has to be maybe private or confidential information that needs to happen. I respect that. But all of the meetings and across the whole board just seemed a little excessive to me. And I will say to many of the delegates who were there and many of the lawmakers, voted in legislators who were there, were saying, wait, what? You can't go in? Well, many offered to volunteer to film with their phones, or to take photos with us, or they were coming out giving us updates like, here's what happened. And, you know, I mean, we'll be honest, Gemma, I think if this were live stream, a lot of people probably wouldn't watch because there's a lot of minutia, and it can get a little, I don't want to say boring, but it can be a little tedious, like watching C-SPAN, you know, but at least the options there for Republicans statewide, Democrats statewide, everyone statewide, to see what the party that has predominant control in Idaho is doing.
So, Nate, did Dorothy Moon acknowledge at all that when you block the media from attending, you know, any of this, right, that, I mean, there's not an opportunity to cover this at all, let alone trying to cover it as fairly as possible?
I don't know if acknowledge would be the word. I explained that to her and, you know, kind of pushed her a little bit. I said, how are we supposed to, you know, report on what happens? And she said, well, you can talk to me. I'll talk to you. And or you can talk to people that were in the meeting. But it was more of a, okay. And you know, it is what it is, I guess, in her words. And she said that there just was not room to have the media have a room, that they were packed, that there wasn't even room for all the attendees to get into these rooms. And I did hear that from people, that some of these meetings you had to get there early if you wanted a seat, and once it was full, it was full. Some people said that they thought that was by design, that you know, so the organizers of the meetings could get their friends in while others had to stay out in the hall. I was not able to confirm that with anybody, but some people told me that's what it felt like, that, oh, well, you know, I came all the way from Idaho Falls to get into a particular meeting, and I got there 10 minutes early and it was full, and they said, sorry, can't get in. So I don't know. I'm hopeful that it's something they'll look at for the next convention. I know it's not for 2 years, but it would be nice to, you know, let us go in and report what's happening.
I know you talked to her about other issues besides not allowing the media in. And during that interview with Dorothy Moon, she mentioned that she believes the GOP party is more united now than when she was first elected. Can you talk a little bit about what she said in regards to that?
Yeah, she said that she feels like she has worked to unite the party statewide, while others have told me and other reporters that they feel the party's more fractured than it has ever been. She said that. She believes that she's done it and that the people that aren't, that don't feel like they're part of the party are Democrats. I said in Bonneville County, where, you know, I live, Idaho Falls, 41 out of the 50-something precinct committeemen were overturned this last election. The more moderate Republicans were elected. And she said, yeah, that's too bad. I said, what do you mean, you know, that's too bad? Those, they would say they're Republicans. Who are mm-hmm. you to say that's too bad? And she said, well, a lot of them are Democrats. And it's something when she was reelected, she said during her speech that now is the time to unite, that she really wants to unite. And that seems to be what she has said. Maybe she truly does believe. It sounded like she truly believed that the party is very united. Mm-hmm. One interesting observation I saw along with other reporters, Mary Sousa, the woman running against her who ended up losing, had sign holders with posters saying "Vote for Mary Sousa" that were in the hallway of the convention. And probably six or seven times we saw someone come by and turn those signs around so it was blank, so that people couldn't see them. And then a few minutes later, somebody from Sousa's camp would come back and turn them around again. And Mary Sousa told this to me during an interview I did with her. So she said, Dorothy won't let me display my signs. While there were booths selling Over the Moon t-shirts for Dorothy Moon at the convention. So, I don't know if you would call that united, to allow both women who are running to have a place to display their stuff, but it appeared that it wasn't happening. And kind of reminded me of, you know, games in middle school or whatnot. I don't know if it's more united than others, but Dorothy Moon seems to believe that it is.
So, Nate, I know that she said Republicans should also be united behind what she is terming the three big issues: ranked choice voting, water wars in South Idaho, and illegal immigrants coming into Boise on buses. Did she elaborate on any of this?
I will say I do believe the party seems to be in Idaho pretty much aligned or most behind the ranked choice voting. The water in eastern Idaho has been a big issue for people, you know, on mm-hmm. our side of the state, especially within the past few weeks when curtailment orders went into effect. The bus, the illegals on the bus, her words, I wanted to follow up on that. I didn't have the chance right then. We have been sent in East Idaho several videos from people saying that this same thing was happening in Idaho Falls or in Blackfoot or in Rexburg, of buses that appear to show hordes of people getting off, standing around. And we checked into this in East Idaho, and it turns out that there were no reports anywhere that we could find of illegal immigrants being dropped off anywhere. What we did find is that there were immigrants coming in who have visas to work on farms, and it's seasonal workers, and it's a program that's been going on for a long time, and this happens every time it's getting into farming season, and these immigrants are getting off buses. They take buses, and then they go and work on the farms. It's a completely legal program. They're not residents. They're not citizens of the United States, but they are here on visas. I have not heard of any reporting in Boise from outlets that busloads of illegal immigrants are being dropped off. I have not seen the videos that she's referring to, but I would imagine it could be a similar program. But I don't have any more information on what she said. I just know that those similar rumors were spreading in eastern Idaho for mm-hmm. some time, and we looked into it and could not find any evidence of that.
So besides reelecting Moon, did anything else of significance come out of the convention?
There were some changes or updates, I guess you could say, to the party platform. And when we say this, we have to remember that this doesn't mean the laws are changing. I know a lot of people think, oh, they passed laws. This group isn't not passing laws. This is just the platform. Now, does it influence lawmakers who do pass laws? Absolutely, it could. And I would say that the major things that came out of is expanding the anti-abortion stance within the party, calling for an end to or tightening up absentee voting, like you have to have an excuse for an absentee, and also advocating. This was probably the biggest one I heard about, was advocating for an end to all government funding and programs not required by the Constitution, like taxpayer funding for programs beyond high school. Now, the question is, does that mean that the Republican Party in the state no longer supports funding state universities? Because that would be a big change. It's likely aimed at the Idaho Launch Program, which the workforce training program, which kicked off, I believe, a year or two ago. But it could be interpreted to opposing all higher education funding. So these were a few of the major things that were voted on to pass through the platform. We'll see if it actually affects the laws in the state.
Before I let you go, Nate, I know that you asked Dorothy Moon if she had any desire to run for public office, including if she would run for governor. What did she have to say when you asked that?
She said no. She said absolutely not. She said she works over 100 hours or works a lot at this job and as far as the state party chair. And that if she were to, she obviously did win, so she'll be in this role for another 2 years, but she was done. She didn't want to run for governor. That if she were to have lost this weekend, she would have gone back. I think she lives outside of Stanley, off the grid. Her words, she does lives off the grid and with her husband and her family there. And she said she wasn't interested in it. She did serve earlier, I believe, as Secretary of State several years ago, and for the state of Idaho. So she has served in an elected position, but she said she wasn't interested in it. So, you know, we'll see if that holds. But at least she has another 2 years to serve as the head of the party, and maybe she'll run again in 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nate, as always, we so appreciate you coming on the show and sharing all of this with us. So appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
We've been talking with Nate Eaton, news director of EastIdahoNews.com, about this weekend's GOP convention up in Coeur d'Alene. We will, of course, put lots of links, including one to Nate's sit-down interview with Dorothy Moon, on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.